Did you know that April is Community Banking Month? Seriously, Community Banking Month. Let's think about that. It's a celebration of commitment to community and bettering the places we live and work. Well, joining me to talk about it tonight is President John Fritz. He's president of Choice Bank Minnesota. Welcome to WCCO, sir. How are you?
Hello, Geraldine. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
So glad you can join us. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, happy Passover, happy Ramadan, all of it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, here's the first question. Many of us don't know what a community bank is or what they specifically do for those who are looking for banking options.
Yes. Community bank. Simple definition. Community banks are banks that are directly invested in the local communities they serve. As a community bank, our attention stays local. We make decisions in our communities and for our communities. We treat every customer like they're our neighbors because they are. This deep connection to the community really allows us to better understand the needs of the local families and businesses that we serve.
Go ahead.
I guess deep relationships really allows us to be a trusted advisor to the customers we serve.
Okay, so when you were talking about, you know, as a community bank, your attention stays local. First of all, this is what my generation knew a long time ago. We had relationships with the banks. So it sounds like your model is what the model used to be 40 years ago. Would you agree with that?
I would say there's a part of that, but of course, every bank in the country really needs to be aware of how the changing needs of our clients really are using our products and services. Clients' habits are changing. A recent survey found that 46% of respondents made a change in how they interacted with their bank in the last year, most notably increased use of electronic services such as online banking. But people still want that personal relationship when they go in to receive guidance and advice.
Okay, when did we really lose that? But when I'm sure you know about the other banks, right? The national banks and that sort of thing. So when it comes to community banks, this is something that is really important to community banks to deliver that message, deliver the message that people want that personal relationship. What happened to it before, and how is it that community banks are able to hold on to that?
You know, I think it really comes down to community banks are really relationship banks. When you bank with your local community bank, you're more than just a number. You really have a relationship with a team of professionals that know you and if you own a business and your business. So really, it really comes down to that personal relationship. And Geraldine, you walk into the bank and the team of professionals knows you. They know your challenges. And in some cases, they can anticipate some needs for you.
So those that have moved on to the big banks and just kind of left that whole model of the community bank today, what are you hearing about people wanting to come forward? Like you said, 26%, or 46% of respondents made a change in how they interacted with their bank. That is so crucial for the banks to succeed, especially the community banks. But are you now seeing some of the national banks trying to echo what you're doing?
I think we're all playing in the very large pond of banking, and where you want to focus your attention as a bank really comes out when all of your products at the end of the day are a commodity, and how can you set yourself apart from the tens of 20s of other banks that are in your local community. And you know, most banks have all the same products and services. It's really how you deliver those and customize those. And at the local level, at the small banking level, really your ability to be nimble and make changes on the fly and customize products that really make sense for that local community that might not make sense in Pittsburgh. Maybe they make sense in Minneapolis, but not on the West Coast.
Right. I get that. So those of us that think community banks are small, that's not necessarily true, right?
You know, I think a lot of people think small when it comes to community banks, but that really isn't the case. Small really doesn't mean a lack of sophistication and expertise. Most, as I mentioned, most community banks really offer all of the same products and services most national banks offer. But the reality is community bank absolutely can deliver on all fronts, but really with the added benefit of being nimble to tailor products and services. And in most cases, community banks are meeting or exceeding their clients' needs, just like a community bank, but with the level of a relationship and the level of knowledge that can really be much, much more intimate than the large national banks.
So I know the relationship of community banks is really important. When they go into a community, I want to know, do they seriously go in and try to help the entire community, to make it an entire family, or is it just certain sections that you go to in those communities to say, I want this specific community, not the whole district that is the community?
You know, it's our mission as a community bank to work with and ensure that we're meeting the needs of all of the customers, all the potential clients in our community. And there's really a true value in being invested in the local communities that these banks serve. All decision-making happens locally, which for community banks, like Choice Bank, for example, putting people first drives their everyday decisions and really influences how we treat our customers in our community. You know, we make a focus to have our employees volunteer in the community. On a given year, any given year, our employees are putting over 5,000 hours of volunteer service in the community, from delivering food to people to educating youth on financial responsibility to coaching community sports teams. Our team members really have a passion to better the places that we live, and that's very common for community banks.
We are talking with President of the Community Bank of Minnesota, John Fritz. And, of course, he is joining us on the new hotline sponsor that we have here. We're talking with folks on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. All right, sir, as we wrap up this conversation, the bottom line for me is that when it comes to community banks, what I thought of when I was growing up and had my first accounts in the banks, in small banks, it just made sense to me. And now you have these gigantic banks. Will you always remain smaller, or would you also work hard to become a huge bank and still invest in communities? Is that even possible?
You know, by definition, for a bank to be successful, it's on a number of fronts. It's, of course, you do get larger, but you can do it in a way that you can still remain effective and meeting all the needs of the community. You know, community banks still, even at the end of 2019, community banks accounted for, I think the percentage is 36% of all small business loans and over 70% of all agricultural loans in the country. So for small business owners and farmers, community banks are a huge part of the local economy, and that's not going to go away. The deposits we take in as a bank go back out into the community, directly into our community that we serve. So that's the important piece about the community banking piece, is that, you know, we do get larger. We want to be successful, of course, just like any business. We're a business just like the clients that we serve. But we need to do it in a way that's augmenting the level of service and relationship with, of course, the technology that any bank in the country really needs to have and maintain to meet the needs of the community.
All right, John Fritz, president of Choice Bank Minnesota, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight and explain what community banks are really all about.
Thank you, Geraldine. I really appreciate the time.
So do I. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.